The author of the bill, State Representative Steve Doyle of Onalaska, says making it a crime to expose children to illegal drug activity will give judges and prosecutors another card to play when sentencing drug dealers.
So we've got a person who faces a possession charge and now also a separate charge relating to child endangerment. That gives a lot more leverage to the DA and to the judge. For example, you could put them on probation on one charge and sentence them on the other charge so that you get an extra hammer over their head.
The original version of the bill would have made it easier for courts to order child protection services for children who've suffered emotional damage because of their parents' drug activity. At a public hearing last week, Barb Grobe, a foster parent from La Crosse County, said she has personal experience with a child who she fostered while his father was in jail on drug charges, who needed that kind of help.
He was 10 years old, weighed 50 pounds, had not had his vaccinations from kindergarten yet. He had 8 cavities, so obvious signs of neglect here from the drug use in his home. We'd go to different events. He would eat food off the ground. He's going to be part of the system, and we need to change that.
The bill's author says language has been removed that would have required the Department of Children and Families to expand the definitions of child neglect to include exposure to drug activity. But it's possible separate legislation may be drafted to do just that. DCF officials say that would require additional funds because it could increase the number of children eligible for protective services. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.